This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Kosovo has observed a day of mourning after a Kosovar Albanian police officer was killed by Serb gunmen in a monastery. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
After the attack on the monastery, muffled gunshots could be heard in the North Kosovan district of Banjska as Kosovar police attempted to push back the assailants. Kosovo's Prime Minister, Albin Kurti, said the attack was politically, financially and logistically supported by official Belgrade. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić denied any involvement by Belgrade and said the gunmen were local Kosovo Serbs who no longer wanted to stand Kurti's terror. Tensions in Kosovo were heightened earlier this year when Serbs boycotted local elections held in the north. After the elections, local Serbs then tried to prevent the newly elected ethnic Albanian mayors from entering their offices, leaving dozens injured. I'm Karen Chamas.
An overnight Russian airstrike on the southern Ukrainian region of Odessa caused significant damage to port infrastructure and destroyed some grain storage facilities, Ukrainian officials said Monday. No deaths were reported. In an AP interview, UN technology envoy Amandeep Gill says common understanding of the risks of artificial intelligence will be one of the goals of a new UN advisory group.
What worries me is that we let it go forward in a way that, one, deludes us about what AI is capable of, and two, it leads to more concentration of tech and economic power in a few hands.
For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.